Give yourself some love with our self-care programs at hrnradio.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here to talk to you about the month of January 2016. I can't believe we're at this point already. It's crazy. So, you know, there's quite a bit going on, and part of it is starting already, so I'll give you guys a heads up. We are going to have a Mercury retrograde in January. It's going to run from the 5th of January through the 25th, so most of the month. But we are heading into the shadow of that retrograde starting tomorrow for you guys that are listening live, and that is December 19th for anybody that's catching this on the replay. So from the 19th of December up through the 5th of January, we are in the shadow period. So how do we differentiate between these two things? Well, right now, starting on the 19th and going forward, we are getting all of the subject matter that we are going to need to deal with. It's coming across our desk, so to speak. And it's giving us a chance to start to think about it or hear about it. We might be in talks or meetings about it. We might be looking at agreements and our signature on something or renegotiating something. We might be looking at sales and decisions and offers. You know, it's a communication, mental thinking energy. And it is going to be spending the bulk of its retrograde in Capricorn. And the shadow period is taking us through starting in the Capricorn degrees, starting on the 19th of December. So you are really to be focusing most of this on decisions that you're going to be making about your personal goals you want to achieve. So it's a great time. You know, we all start to make New Year's resolutions and all of that. Well, this year it actually really makes sense to sit down and think about what it is you want to achieve. You know, do you want to be more fit and healthy? Do you want to start a new job? Do you want to get into a relationship or take it to the next level? Whatever that subject is for you, you want to set your goals and really start to talk about it or plot out your ideas about it. Because then when we get into the retrograde in January, we're going to get that chance to revise and rethink and rework things and get it right, really get into the details of it. We might have people from the past coming back around during that time. We might have situations from the past that get revived. You might, you know, maybe you wrote something in the past and you want to bring it back to life, or you, there was some group you were affiliated with that you want to go back to. You know, so the past comes back strong in January during this retrograde phase. Excuse my cough, sorry you guys. So personal goals are a big part of it. The career is a big part of it. And so, you know, that's pretty self-evident. Are you happy where you are in your career? Is there something you want to renegotiate? Is there an idea you used to have that you wanted to introduce on the career front and you put it aside? Well, this will help you bring it back around. You might have somebody change positions and it'll affect your career in some way. This 10th house arena also represents our bosses and the authority figures in general. It can be about a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, somebody, you know, a teacher, a priest, whoever that higher up person might be. So this is where the retrograde is going to focus, goals, career, and these authority types. But we're going to get 3 days of retrograde in the 11th house. So from the 5th through the 8th of January, you are going to be focusing this retrograde on your group affiliations and your friends and associates and what you're doing online, what you're doing with astrology, with charity, charities, with social networking, with parties or gatherings or events that you're attending or planning. And so I think it'll probably thread into this bigger theme that we're really meant to rework about our goals and our career and our and what's going on with these authority types. So whatever you might need to rehash or rework or release or reconnect about, you're getting that preview now in December, from December 19th up through the 5th of January, and then you're going to have this big phase where you can go back over things. So when you're thinking about January, you know, you also want to prepare yourself for Mercury retrograde glitches, which can arrive on the scene. And so, you know, the typical things with that, excuse me, are mechanical breakdowns or technical or electronic glitches and things. So you may want to back up your computers ahead of time. It's not the best time of the year to purchase electronic or mechanical items. You might take something back that you got at the holidays. You might return it during this time. Or if you had something that you really wanted and you couldn't get before January, you may have that opportunity to go back and get it. If it's something from the past coming back around, you're okay to go back and get it. But if it's something brand new, you're better off to wait until after the 25th. A better deal might present itself, or you might avoid a lemon or avoid, you know, some kind of other issue with it. Also, the Mercury retrograde is not the most favorable time to sign agreements on brand new ideas or opportunities. It's better to go back and re-sign something that is tied in with a past or ongoing project that's coming back around for review. So you want to keep that in mind as well. So if there's things you need to kind of take care of now before this hits, that's a good thing to go ahead and get that done. So a big part of January for everybody is going to be about this backwards retracing, rethinking, reworking phase. And I will talk about how that affects each sign. Everybody will have like a different area where this is focusing the most on. And then we, in the middle of that, on the 9th of January, our new moon is in that same arena of goals, career, and authority figures. So with all this backwards motion that we have, this needing to go back and get everything right, we're getting the opportunity and actual support from the cosmos to move forward in some new direction or next level phase. And you want to take advantage of that too. So it seems to me that whatever we're moving forward on here with goals and career and parents and bosses and judges and mentors and all that, that something is tied to the past in this new momentum. You may take someone from, you know, that you've worked with in the past forward with you on this, or some idea from the past into that next direction. So a lot going on here. Venus is going to join in, giving her, you know, interest in the subject later in the month on the 23rd. So, you know, she kind of starts to smooth things out. She may bring a woman on board who benefits the situation. She may bring a more easy flow around personal income or love in the mix. So whatever those goals are, or whatever's going on with your career authority figures, you kind of see, you know, Venus starting to smooth it out and bring things into an easier flow from the 23rd onward. But it's just, you know, it's pretty much a monster month when it comes to those topics, because that's where we're going to really be focusing a lot of our energy. We also have Mars moving into Scorpio for the first time in a couple years in January. This is going to happen on January 3rd, so almost the entire month of January, again, is going to have this focus of what Mars is doing. Mars is going to stay in Scorpio from January 3rd until March 5th. So you're going to have this added emphasis, this added mojo or activity going on in the Scorpio themes for, you know, pretty much a couple months. It gives you plenty of time to get things happening that you might not have been able to move on up to this point. Maybe you've been mulling it over and really wanting to move on these themes. Well, Mars brings action, just pure and simple. There, you're going to get busy in this part of the sky. And it brings a lot of passion into play about what it is. You feel really motivated and charged up about it. It can bring anger issues to the surface. You might feel like you need to fight for something in this area, but more than anything, it just gets you busy. And so we look at what Scorpio rules. Scorpio rules all of our financial situations except for our income. So, you know, it's a really good two-month period starting January 3rd to get in there and motivate about what you need to do. If you need to get a loan, or you need to pay off debt, or you need to take care of your taxes or your insurance, or if you need to deal with alimony or child support or your investments or commissions or settlements or partners' money, you know, whatever. Maybe there's a bankruptcy, maybe there's, you know, I don't know, whatever other financial thing might be going on in your life. Really important time to start to motivate about it. Now, you want to remember that it's best to wait to sign your documents after the retrograde is over on the 25th if you can, unless it's something that you're going back to rework in some way financially. But it is definitely the time to start doing what you need to do. If you need to go sit down with that financial advisor, if you need to go sit down with, you know, the loan officer or the tax man or the insurance person, whatever, this is the time to do it. This Scorpio energy also, it's like the power energy, so it rules finances, it rules our sex life and our reproductive needs. So, you know, everybody may start to feel a lot more passionate in their life towards somebody. Or if you don't have a particular somebody, you might get real passionate about finding that somebody over the 2 months starting on January 3rd. If you are having some kind of reproductive issue, it's a really good time to take action, get in there and find somebody, a specialist that can help you with that. If you are wanting to be reproductive, it's a good time to show your passion and move down that road. Excuse me. And this area also rules divorce. So if you've been, you know, contemplating doing something about a divorce issue, then Mars is going to help you start to get that in motion as well. The eighth house also rules, or I should say Scorpio also rules, mortality. So you may need to take action about, you know, maybe you need to get your will together. Maybe you need to set aside the family plot or, I don't know, whatever else you could do to prepare for mortality issues somewhere in your world. And it rules third-party situations. So, you know, for 2 months, the more that you can work with this person and that person or the group and yourself and somebody else or whatever, however you can divide that up into a third-party triangle, the more action you're going to see set in place. So it is time to really kind of motivate on all of that, and Mars is going to get us there. So we have Mercury retrograde and the new moon all focused on our goals and career and authority figures, and Mars focused on this financial, sexual, divorce, and third-party arena. So that's a big chunk of January. The only other thing in the overview that I would tell you guys about is that we have the full moon on the 23rd of January, and full moons are always big emotional peaks when things are really finally coming through that we've been working on, and we're kind of celebrating something here, or we're being recognized in some way. There could be an achievement that, or a wrap-up of something that's been going on, or it can be about ending something. You're just done. You've gone as far as you want to go in this area, and it's finished. So, and it could be maybe a little bit of several of those things. And so when we look at this full moon on the 23rd, it's in Leo, so it is about something coming to that climactic high point in our love life. So you might be celebrating something, you know, maybe you get engaged, or maybe, you know, you two decide to do something really big together. Or maybe you decide that this is the end of the romance with this person. Or maybe you're just marking the ending of a non-romantic period and you're ready to kind of get back in there in the game. So it could be climactic around that. So your love life or your lover, this is a big peak around that. It's also rules our creative projects, so we can definitely see some kind of real big high point around something creative we've been working on, finally getting it to get, you know, finished and wrapped up, or finally celebrating or getting some recognition around it. This also rules children, so it can be about your own kids. It can be about, you know, kids that you're working with or working for, or, you know, anything involving children. We see a big climactic high point with that as well. And it also rules recreation, so there can be something that we're celebrating or finishing in a recreational area of life at that time. So it's kind of good to note that this stuff is coming to a head around the 23rd. You can work towards what you want to achieve in the weeks leading up to that, so that you're kind of cresting on that cosmic wave. And that's pretty much the big news for January. So when we start to look at, you know, how are the different signs affected, obviously Aries is affected pretty generally in the way that I explained it in the overview, because it's the first sign, you know, they're getting that impact. So, you know, from the 5th of January to the 8th, those 4 days, you know, really the Mercury retrograde is asking Aries to get back in there and deal with something with a friend, a group, the internet, astrology, charities, social networking, a party or event, or asking Aries to deal with something involving their personal aspirations or their freedom or something original they're doing. And so, you know, you're either letting something go or going back to something and reconnecting with someone over this. And reworking it. And then from the 8th of January through the 25th, it's all about Aries goals and career, your reputation, the fame and recognition, the achievements, or anything to do with the boss, the parent, the judge, or some other authority type figure. So it is time to go back and deal with something that, you know, hasn't been finished. Tidy up all the loose ends here. And the new moon on the 9th of January is going to give you that boost you need to move that forward as you're dealing with these past issues. So it really is going to help quite a great deal, from the 9th through the 23rd, part of that, to really move things ahead. So if you need to go back and deal with something with your parent or the boss, or you need to go back and review something going on with the career, it's going to help push it forward, or whatever that personal goal is. And then Mars changing signs, it always affects Aries personally because, you know, Mars is your ruling planet. And so Mars, right pretty much from the get-go, from the 3rd of January, is moving into Scorpio. This is going to really heat things up for Aries. A lot of motivation, a lot of drive and activity around all those financial themes that I mentioned. You know, it's time to do something about what you need financially. It's also a very sexed up time for the Aries out there. And they're fairly sexual signs anyways. From January 3rd through March 5th, you know, they have a lot more passionate energy in their sex life. So however that will affect your situation, you'll know. It's a really good time to take action if you need to do anything about your reproductive situation or mortality issues or anything to do with divorce if you find yourself in that position, and then also with your third-party situations. And, you know, you have 2 months to really put it in motion. And that full moon on the 23rd, for Aries, you know, you are celebrating or achieving something or ending something or wrapping it up when it comes to what's going on with the kids or what's going on with your love life or your lover or what's going on with your creative project or your recreational pursuits. So quite a bit happening there. I do think because Venus enters Capricorn on the same day as that full moon, it starts to smooth out and bring all that good ease around the goals and the career and the authority figures. By that time, it seems like this is going to be a really favorable full moon and good things happening here. So work towards what you want with that. For Taurus, you know, this Mercury retrograde, like I said, for everybody, it's going to spend just 3 days focusing on one area, but then the bulk of the month on the rest of the stuff I'm going to talk about. So the first 3 days from the 5th of January through the 8th for Taurus, you know, this is all about you guys going back and tidying up some kind of loose end going on the career front. So maybe, you know, there's some job that you still left undone and you need to give it 3-4 days, 4 days actually, to get in there and tackle it. Or maybe you need to go back and talk to an old boss or review something with a parent or go back and deal with something with a judge or any other authority type. Perhaps Taurus needs to go back and review some personal goal and reclaim that goal or let go of a goal that they've outgrown, you know. So something in that 10th house for Taurus in the first few days up through the 8th. And then you get into the bulk of what you're really focusing on, which you're in the shadow of in December and really kind of getting a clue about. And so from the 8th of January through the 25th, Mercury retrograde is going to get you in there to fine-tune and rework something involving legal agreements or decisions, something about a wedding, something about a trip or involving people at a distance or foreign interests or import-export. It can be about something educational. Maybe it's time to go back to school or to redo something having to do with your classes. Maybe you're going to start teaching again. It can have to do with media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, anything and disseminating of information far and wide. And it can also have something to do with religion or politics if, you know, if that's something that that calls to you. So you do want to focus in on what is not completed there or something from the past that you want to reclaim. The new moon on the 9th gives you 2 weeks of forward momentum with this past subject. So, you know, whether that is giving you a brand new direction as you take that forward or, you know, just giving you that next level of opportunity, it will give you a lot of momentum. So it's a really big month for those themes. Mars moving into Scorpio, I think we will talk about when we come back from break. So we'll come back and talk more about Taurus in just a minute.
We're HealthyLife.net, reaching and helping a worldwide audience without hype, without shock, and without shenanigans.
All right, so Taurus, you know, having Mars move into Scorpio on the 3rd of January, this kicks off a two-month period for you guys where you're going to be a lot busier with key relationships. So this will, you know, bring up the passion and maybe some fights and a lot of motivation with your romantic partners and with your business partners and with your clients and with your specialists and with your agents and attorneys and competitors and opponents. So, you know, it is time to really see things move forward and really get busy for you there. So dive in. You haven't had this kind of action in a couple years here. And in that full moon on the 23rd, it's bringing that big climax for Taurus. It's going to really focus in on what's going on in your home or with a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, or something to do with your family, a parent, a roommate situation. So, you know, in Leo there, you're looking at the creative peak that's going on or what's happening at, with the high point with love or the kids there or something recreational there, and you're either achieving and celebrating or wrapping something up and marking endings. For Gemini, you know, Mercury rules you guys, and it's going to be, you know, all over the place in January with this retrograde and the new moon. So you guys are just going to be diving in there from the 5th through the 8th and reworking anything that is about legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, broadcasting, wedding, religious or political themes. It's ninth house topics in those first few days. But then the bulk of what you're going to be focusing on in January has to do from the 8th of January through the 25th, Mercury retrograde, taking you back to review and rework something in the financial arena. So getting in there and going back over the loan or the debt or the inheritance or the bankruptcy or the taxes or insurance or alimony or child support, investment, settlements, partners, money, something like that. Or it's going to take you back, and it may be a little bit of several of these things, but it may take you back over your sex life. So you may be going, you know, back to somebody you were involved with before or rekindling something, you know, current in some new way, or letting go of an intimate connection during this time. You can go back and rework something reproductive that's going on. It can be about reviewing something over a divorce at this time, or reworking third-party situations. So there's a lot there. And that new moon on the 9th gives you forward momentum, new opportunities on top of whatever is going on with these past situations. So you want to take that momentum and move forward with whatever you're working out. You are going to then see Mars move into Scorpio on January 3rd. So you have 2 months until March 5th. To really get busier than you have been in quite a while. And it'll be about the activities going on at work. So this is definitely going to give you the motivation and the drive to land a job if you're looking for work, or to really get busy on some work project if you're already, you know, employed. You might decide to do something really exciting and busy with a coworker. You might take it outside the workplace and just hire somebody during these 2 months that's going to help you on any myriad of topics. This might be about activating your health and really getting physically active to get your health together over these 2 months. It's a great time to do it. So, you know, if that's something you're interested in, set your clock by it. It can be about going back and really getting active about paperwork and motivating to get that done. And it may be a couple months where you get real busy with animals. If you have some, you know, if you want to adopt a pet or get involved at the animal rescue or start working at a farm or a zoo, I don't know. But it's very busy in these areas. And then when we get to the full moon on the 23rd, this brings a big peak for Gemini that is going to bring, it comes through your communication zone. So there may be big news at this time, or a talk or a meeting where something comes through. There could be an offer on the table. There could be something with an agreement or sales or your writing or speaking roles. There could be also, besides communication, this area could be bringing something to a big climax with a brother, a sister, a neighbor, your vehicles, your electronics, a short trip, if you want to plan a getaway, you know, or something involving local community activities. So again, with Leo, any of that would be focusing on the love in the mix or the kids in the mix or what's going on with the creative project or the fun. And so you see that big climactic moment then. For Cancer, Mercury retrograde from the 5th through the 8th is going to focus those few days on that big financial picture. You know, so if you need to get in there and go back over the loan or the taxes or insurance or debt or inheritance or bankruptcy or alimony or one of those topics, or it's going to get you back in there in the first few days over the sex life, reproductive needs, mortality issues, divorce, or third-party situation. But then the bulk of this Mercury retrograde from the 8th through the 25th is going to be about you guys going back and reviewing something and reworking it with a business partner, a romantic partner, a client, an agent, an attorney, a specialist, a competitor, or some other key relationship type person that can help you get this right. So, you know, people from the past may come back around, or you may go back to a past issue or opportunity. That new moon on the 9th is going to be your cue to really move forward. That's when you'll see momentum moving forward over this past issue, and gives you 2 weeks of real, you know, propulsion to take it out there. Mars moving into Scorpio on January 3rd starts a two-month period where Cancers are going to see a lot more passion and activity and busyness in their love life and with kids and with creative projects and with fun. So this should be really good. I mean, Mars can bring fights and anger to the surface, so if there is something to work out there, you will. But more than anything, it just brings a lot of activity and a lot of passion and motivation. So expect to be busy for a couple months in those areas. And the full moon on the 23rd for Cancer is going to bring something to a climax for you guys that involves your personal income or your possessions or a possession or a purchase. So at that point, you're kind of seeing something wrap up or end focused on that, or you're achieving and celebrating something you've been working towards. So, you know, work towards whatever that would be for you guys in the weeks leading up to that. For Leo, January brings this Mercury retrograde that's in two phases. The first phase is just for a few days. From January 5th through the 8th, Leo, you guys are really going to be focused on that key relationship. So it's time to go back and reconnect with that business partner, romantic partner, agent, attorney, specialist, client, competitor, you know, whoever that key person is, and review something and see if there's something of value there. And then the bulk is going to be from the 8th through the 25th focused on your work, your paperwork, organizing the details, people you hire, your coworkers, or anything that is health-related or about animals. So you may have several of those things that you really need to get in there and, you know, work through the fine points, rethink, release, reconnect with, and get it right. The new moon on the 9th is in those areas, so it gives you 2 weeks of a big push from the cosmos to help you guys take that forward as you're reviewing and reworking things. Mars going into Scorpio for Leo, you know, this happens from the beginning, like on January 3rd, and lasts there until March 5th. So for Leo, this is going to give you a lot more activity involved in the home or about the home. It could be about renovations. It could be about a move. It could be about redecorating. It could be about your roommate situation, a real estate deal, your family, a parent, you know, but it's time to get busy and to do what you need to do here. It brings a lot more passion in these situations. It may bring some anger stuff to deal with, but it just is a motivator and will help you move things forward. That full moon on January 23rd is in Leo's sign, so it's the big month out of the year that is focused on you and what you're trying to achieve or what you know, the plateau that you've reached. So there may be a celebration for Leos around that weekend of the 23rd. There may be some kind of, you know, achievement that you're patting yourself on the back about that's finally coming through, you finally reached, or you might be ready to kind of end something that you've been involved in. So it can really be about just about anything for Leo. You may want to focus on trying to reach something involving your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or some personal goal, you know, because you'll have more momentum there. And then for Virgo, you know, Virgo is also ruled by Mercury, so it can definitely affect you guys that there's so much going on in January, like on a personal level besides the topics that I'm listing here. But from the 5th through the 8th, in that first small window, you guys, you Virgos are going to really want to go back over anything that is job-related with coworkers or people you've hired, or anything with paperwork, or anything about health situations or the pets or animals. And so, you know, go in, review things. Is there something that you could fix or tweak that would be better? And then from the 8th of January through the 25th, it's going to take on a whole new life. That time period is about you guys going back to the past and reworking something, releasing or reconnecting when it comes to your love life, when it comes to the kids, when it comes to creative projects or anything recreational. So you do want to get in there. Do you, you know, is it time to reconnect with a past love interest or let go of something you've been holding on there or rethink what you want out of your love life? Or is it time to get in there and rework that old creative project and give it new life? Kids, that new moon on the 9th is going to give you the two-week momentum forward growth that you need to take that forward. I'll start to talk about Mars and Scorpio for Virgo when we come back from our break. We'll be back in just a minute.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
So Virgo, having Mars move into Scorpio on January 3rd is going to also get you guys really busy in a couple areas here. You haven't had Mars in this area for 2 years, so for the next 2 months, you're going to get busier when it comes to your local activities, what you're doing with short trips, what you're doing with vehicles, electronics, brothers, sisters, neighbors, and also anything in the communication realm. Way more passionate and driven to get into talks and meetings and deal with agreements and sales and writing and offers and big decisions. So, you know, it's a really motivated time. Keep your anger at bay as much as you can and use this to get things done. The full moon on the 23rd of January for Virgo is going to bring something to a climax in the 12th house, so you're either, you know, seeing that achievement and celebration or wrapping something up or marking an ending when it comes to a healing or a hospital situation, an addiction, anything with research or development, anything with an artistic project that you've been busy on, anything with your spiritual practices or a romantic getaway or tryst or clandestine romance. So seeing big culminations around that time in those areas. For Libra, January, this Mercury retrograde is going to start from the 5th through the 8th to take you back to review something in your love life with a past lover or love issue or opportunity or something involving a past creative project or the kids or something with a recreational interest. So you want to review, reconnect, release, work something out. And then from the 8th through the 25th, the bulk of that Mercury retrograde for Libra is going to focus on what you need to get right when it comes to your home, a renovation, a move, a real estate deal, or what's going on with family, a parent, or roommate situation. So, you know, time to get back there, reconnect with the past, and rework it. And the new moon on the 9th is in that same arena, so you get 2 weeks that will propel you forward as you deal with these past things, so that you get it all right. Mars moving into Scorpio on January 3rd through March 5th. Libra, this gives you the most momentum you've had in 2 years to make something happen with your personal income or with what you want to do with your possessions or what you want to do about purchases. So really highly motivated energy. Expect to get really busy in those areas. And the full moon on January 23rd for Libra is going to bring something to a climax involving a friend or your friends in general, a group situation, what you're doing online, what you're doing with a party or event or gathering, something involving a charity or astrology or social networking, or it may just be about your personal aspirations and something coming to fruition there. So expect some kind of big, you know, climactic moment by the 23rd and kind of work towards that in those areas. For Scorpio, Mercury retrograde is going to start in the first few days of this retrograde from the 5th through the 8th and ask you guys to go back over something involving your home, a renovation, a real estate deal, a move, or your family, your parent, or your roommate situation. So, you know, past topics are back up for going over, or you're running into people from the past or past situations, and it's time to review that and rework it in some way. And then the bulk of this retrograde from the 8th of January through the 25th is all about going back and reworking something involving talks or meetings or writing or interviews or agreements or sales or renegotiations, offers, anything involving your local community activities or a short trip, anything with brothers, sisters, or neighbors, or anything involving vehicles or electronics. Because this is happening in the communication realm, Mercury's realm, this is a really powerful retrograde for Scorpio. So, you know, double check facts and figures and look at signatures on everything that you get coming back and forth. That new moon on the 9th is going to give you the forward momentum you need to push this stuff forward as you release or reconnect or rework the past. So, you know, it's a big time to work it. Mars is moving into your sign, Scorpio, on January 3rd for the first time in 2 years. It's going to stay there for 2 months until March 5th. You know, this gives you the personal drive and determination to make whatever it is that you want for yourself to happen. Really good motivating time for you to get things together with your body, with your image, your brand, your name, your title, or your own personal goals. Motivate. It gives you a little bit more spark. People will definitely interact with you on a stronger way. Can be a lot of passion going on physically or a lot of anger and fighting spirit, but just motivating overall for what it is you want to achieve. And then that full moon on the 23rd for Scorpio is bringing something to a head when it comes to your career or a personal goal you've been trying to reach or something with a parent, boss, judge, or other authority, higher up type person. So you want to work towards either wrapping something up or ending it or achieving and celebrating in those areas in the days leading up to it. For Sagittarius, the Mercury retrograde in the first few days is happening in that communication zone. So from the 5th through the 8th of January, Sag, it's time to go back over what was said before or what was signed and agreed to, renegotiate terms, look at sales, look at writing, look at old interviews and auditions, look at anything with brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, short trips or local activities. And then from the 8th through the 25th, the bulk of that Mercury retrograde is going to be taking you guys back to the past to deal with something with your income or something with your possessions or something about a purchase. And it may be a little bit of several of those things. So, you know, it is time to reconnect with old opportunities or issues or release something that's in the way or rework it so that it's working for you better moving forward. And from the 9th onward, that new moon in that area is going to give you the momentum to take income, possessions, and purchases forward as you are renegotiating, reworking, releasing, reconnecting over things through the retrograde phase of it. Mars moving into Scorpio on January 3rd is giving you 2 months of a lot of activity going on behind the scenes. So this can play out in several ways. You guys might have a lot more passion or anger and fighting spirit or just motivation in your romantic trysts and romantic getaways and finding time for that. You might get really busy on an artistic project that could be painting, film, music, dance, poetry, sculpture, or anything muse-related. You might get really busy in a spiritual practice that takes your, you know, your fancy during this time. It could be meditation, it could be yoga. You might get interested in magic or psychic abilities or dreams. It could be a time when you got really busy over what you need to do about healing or hospitals or addictions. It can be a time where you motivate and do the research you need to do and work on development of a project. So whatever you can do to kind of work in that behind-the-scenes area, this is the time to do it. And then that full moon on January 23rd is going to bring something to a head that is something to do with your 9th house. Now, the 9th house may be something that is peaking in a legal matter. It could be something that is coming to a head with a trip or travel plans or with a person at a distance. It could be about a wedding. It could be about something in media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, or publicity. It could be something about education, or it could be something about religion or politics. So, you know, this is when you're really going to see something, you know, come through, wrap up, something celebrated, achieved, or ending in one of those areas, maybe a couple of those areas. So work towards what you want to see happen there. Then we have Capricorn. Capricorn, Mercury retrograde in January, the first few days of that, from the 5th through the 8th. this is going to be your chance to go back and rework something that has to do with your income or a possession or possessions or purchases or a purchase. So, you know, if you need to kind of go in and rework the agreement or the decision or talk with somebody from the past or, you know, re-interview or whatever this is. And then from the 8th through the 25th, Mercury is going to be retrograding through your sign. So I'm going to tell you what that's going to be about when we come back from commercial break, because there's a lot going on there for you guys. We'll be back in just a minute.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
The Capricorn, from the 8th of January through the 25th, Mercury is going to be retrograding in your sign. So, you know, first of all, it may be a time when you guys want to go back and review or revisit something about your body. Maybe it's time to, you know, go back to the doctor or back to the gym or back to some kind of, you know, regime that you had before. You may want to go back over something involving your image and redo that. You may want to go back to something involving your brand if you have a brand. You might want to go back and rework or rethink something involving your name or your title or your signature on something. But more than anything, it's really about your personal desires and goals. And so, you know, whatever that goal may be, this is your do-over period to go back and get into talks and meetings with people and review and think about where it is you are and what it is you want for yourself. And that new moon on the 9th is going to give you the 2 weeks forward momentum while you're continuing on this backwards quest to reconnect with something from your that involves you or release it or rework it in some way. So you want to move forward and continue to get things right with whatever this is for you. Mars moving into Scorpio on January 3rd is going to give Capricorns a huge boost of energy to make things happen for the next 2 months when it comes to your friends, your group activities, what you do online, what you do with social networking, with astrology, with charities, with gatherings and parties and events. And what you do with your personal aspirations, your personal freedom, or your original ideas. So you got a lot of motivation there to make things happen. The full moon on the 23rd is going to bring something to a climax for you guys in a financial arena. So you're finally wrapping up or celebrating getting that loan or paying it off or something's coming through or wrapping up with, you know, the taxes, the insurance, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the alimony, the child support commissions, whatever the big financial matter is in your life. You can kind of see it peaking around the 23rd. This area is also about something big that could be, you know, coming to a peak in your sex life or with a reproductive need, with a mortality issue or a divorce or anything in a third-party situation that's finally wrapping up or celebrated there. For Aquarius, you know, the first few days of this Mercury retrograde are in your sign. So from the 5th through the 8th of January, you guys want to reconnect with that part of yourself. Is it time to review or release or rework something with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title? Or is it about some personal goal that you have that you really need to go back and figure out? Take the time to focus on yourself in those first few days. Then from the 8th through the 25th of January, this retrograde is going to take you into the 12th house. So you're going to see a lot of going back over things in private, in secret, or just behind the scenes. So this can be about a romantic situation, a clandestine romance or a romantic getaway, a karmic romantic union. It can be about something involving an artistic project, film, music, you know, dance, poetry, sculpture, painting, whatever, or an artistic interest. It can be something involving your spiritual practices, meditation, yoga. It can be magical or psychic. It can be about healing or addictions or hospitals or research and development. So there's a lot in the 12th house there, and you're going to be spending a lot of focus on it in the entire month of January. So go back, reconnect. The new moon on the 9th gives you a chance to start moving forward with all this stuff you're working out, and you have 2 weeks of momentum from the cosmos to take things to that next level with that. And then Mars moving into Scorpio on January 3rd starts a two-month period where you're going to really get busy going after goals, going after career needs, and going after whatever you need to make happen with authority figures like the boss, the parent, the judge, or anybody else in a higher-up position. So this really does give you a ton of busy, active energy here. You might be more passionate about those goals and the career and the authority figures. You might have some anger issues to work through, but you're going to be motivated and busy. The full moon on the 23rd is about a relationship. So for Aquarius, there is something coming to a head here, maybe a big celebration and achievement, or maybe you're ending something or wrapping something up with this person. So focus on romantic partners, business partners, agents, attorneys, clients, specialists, competitors, opponents, and expect things to really peak with this person by the 23rd. And it'll be over Leo themes, so over something creative or fun or with the kids or the love life. For Pisces, you know, the retrograde starts in the first few days in that 12th house, so you're definitely going from the 5th through the 8th over healing in hospitals and addictions, romantic trysts, anything with spiritual practices, anything with research and development, anything in the artistic realm, film, music, painting, sculpture, dance, poetry. So time to review and decide what you want to get right there. And then the bulk of this retrograde from the 8th through the 25th of January is going to be about going back and reworking something or releasing it or reconnecting over it with friends, with groups, with associates, with the internet, with astrology, with charities, with social networking, parties, events, gatherings, or with your personal aspirations and original ideas. That new moon on the 9th is going to give Pisces a huge boost forward for 2 weeks in those areas and might take those things out to the next level while you're reworking them and reconnecting with past people and situations and doing what you need to do. Mars moving into Scorpio on January 3rd starts a two-month period for Pisces that is going to give you all kinds of busy, active energy to make things happen when it comes to travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, wedding, religious, or political themes. All ninth house matters. So you are going to really want to motivate and see a lot of activity happening there in those 2 months. The full moon on January 23rd is going to bring something to a climax with your work, the paperwork, a coworker or coworkers, with people you've hired, with a health situation, or with pets. So, you know, this is when things are wrapping up and ending, or when you are celebrating achievements there and really seeing things come through. So work towards what you want to see in those areas. So I think our new year is going to start with a bang. We got a lot going on, and I wish everybody a happy holiday and a nice intro into the new year.